3.3 FM K1, temperature 35 degrees, and our community connection brought to you this morning on K1 by Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. I get the opportunity to spend a little bit of time talking with Connie Lavoie from the League of Women Voters. She brought along a friend, Roger Elmore, and Connie, just as the league spokesman recently, thanks for coming in this morning, and we've got an interesting topic, I think, this morning.
I think so, too.
It's going to be a busy election season, the filing period last week, and I forget the exact number, but more candidates filing than what you've seen statewide in more than 20 years. So good reason for voters to be informed and start informing themselves now. And we got a few things to talk about on how that information comes to us this morning, right?
A lot of choices to make.
Yeah, exactly. Connie, you brought Roger along. Roger, board member for the league. Am I right on that, Roger?
Yes.
Thanks for coming in this morning, sir.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
And the name of the program coming up on Monday, News or Nonsense.
That's right.
You're taking a little bit of alliteration on that one, but also taking, I think, just coming into it is what I think you're talking about, all the fake news, half-truth, kind of true, mostly true stuff that's been floating around really for years, but more predominantly over the past couple of years.
Yeah, and in the last few years, it's gained a lot of attention, an extreme amount of attention. And so with this forum we're putting on Monday at 7 o'clock at the Bartlesville Public Library, we're going to have three panelists, three experts that are going to give people skills for determining what's real, credible information, what's truth versus fiction and fake news and everything else.
And I don't believe that you've listed your panelists on anything that I've seen, but regardless of who they are, and we can talk about them if you choose to,
sure.
It's a matter, as I see it, of arming the public. How to find news source or news sources, and I definitely recommend multiple sourcing all the time, but finding news sources that in general are credible, in general try to tell it down the middle when they can, and I'll let you kind of tell the story from there.
If the public comes away with with the one thing from it is check the source whenever you're no matter what media it is, whether a newspaper or TV, the internet, check the source, and that's the most important thing. And when I was growing up in the 80s, I only had like five channels on over the air.
And that's two more than I had growing up. So yeah,
me too.
So, but nowadays there's just anyone with a smartphone can have a podcast or break news, in one way that democratization of the news is good, in that anyone can kind of make news and broadcast news, but on the other hand, there's not as many gatekeepers as there used to be. There's not as many editors and whatnot.
Editorial comment. Let's go back to just editing the news, as far as for accuracy, for proper presentation, for doing away with, whenever possible, words that will color a thought.
Sure. Yeah. With and I'm I. So one of our panelists is Kelly Burley, the executive director of KOSU. Media, and he's going to be speaking about journalism and I believe kind of ethics and kind of how we got to now, and there's a lot of mistrust in the mainstream media these days,
Well, when you were growing up, certainly when Connie and I were growing up, there were certain voices, there was a news person on the air, we can mention his name if you want, that had the nickname the most trusted name in news. There was a guy from Tulsa, Paul Harvey, who came on three times a day, and he clarified it news and comment. He stated the news fact, but he kind of took a breath or something to indicate Now I'm talking from the heart, personal comment from him. But we've blurred the lines anymore between those two items, news and commentary.
Right. Yeah. There's a lot of infotainment out there, and like you said, those lines are blurred, and they used to be more distinct, and there used to be just much more clarity between the commentary, the op-ed pieces, and straight objective reporting on the facts of an event. I think so. Part of what this forum is going to help do is kind of give people those tools to recognize, commentary from, recognizing kind of emotive language rather than just, here's the facts.
And any of us that are on social media will see a meme, a picture, and a phrase, and never go any beyond that. Click, I can agree with that, and share it all over, and find out that what they've also shared is all some underlying comment that is, can be extreme right, extreme left, just plain wrong, and anything else.
Yeah, so social media is huge, and a way that a lot of people get news. Of course, a lot of social media, like Facebook, they're platforms. They don't actually generate the content. They don't make the articles or the memes, but they're transmitted on that platform.
And there are many things I can say that's good about something like that, in that, and they're apparently are accused of doing some editorializing anymore as far as not allowing certain items to be shared. I don't know if they do that or not, they're accused of. But certainly they don't in general, I think, read what's underneath it. They allow you to share any personal opinion, fact or otherwise, allow me to share any personal opinion, fact and otherwise, but it's totally unfiltered. It's up to the reader or the sharer to then do the filtering.
Right. Yeah. And again, in some ways that's good. It's freedom. We all have, our First Amendment right, freedom of speech, and should be able to give our opinions freely.
And the First Amendment was geared at political speech. It was the ability to stand on the corner and criticize our government if we chose to.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yes. And, but so with media literacy, there's a lot of nuances to it. There's a lot of ways that you can kind of get it wrong and buy into something or share something and not realize that it's untrue, misinformation or misleading in some way. Just for example, this has happened to me twice recently. I've read an article and immediately shared it to my Facebook page because it was something that I thought was worth sharing. And then only later did I realize, after somebody commented on it, that it was from a year ago. And so here I thought I was sharing something on a very relevant, timely topic that was important that other people, read and be aware of. But it was old news.
Old news.
And that kind of falls into this problem of fake news is just sometimes you share stuff that is old, but that someone else will read it thinking it's new, mistaking that it's new, and that will kind of, and then
well you shared it must be great stuff. hypothetically speaking.
Yeah
I've had that happen to me. I got an email from a friend about some issue that I needed to know about. And later that afternoon, the friend emailed me back and said, no, never mind. I found out it was a health issue, I think. Advice about a health issue, I think. She said, never mind. I found out that wasn't true. So it's gone out, and then it's kind of hard to take it back. And that made me think about it. I'm not usually the one sharing them, and I'm not on Facebook. But still, I'm the information's coming in, and then... Or I might pass it around by telling somebody too. That's another. It's not just through Facebook or media, but there's so. I think that for me, the thing is, there's so much information that's just coming at you all the time. We used to watch the news in the olden days about 5 o'clock here, and now it's like all the channels are, you know, with CNN, I guess, started it just all the time, over and over and over again. And I find it kind of overwhelming and tiresome, really. I mean, I would just, you have to do some more, it's more of an effort to sort through all of this and to figure out who am I going to listen to and when and how much.
Doing the work that an editorial board would
yeah,
have done for Walter Cronkite
for
or somebody, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unfiltered, we're in some state, in some cases you can say that's good, but it is unfiltered. On the other hand, now going back to, I think, the topic of your presentation, how to learn which sources to trust and how to be judicious in what we're learning.
Well, there's a lot of pitfalls to watch out for. Like I mentioned, sometimes you share something that's actually old news. Another pitfall. And then there's the whole thing of intentionality. Like, is this meme or article meant to be misleading, or was it just bad editing? Mm-hmm. You know, bad vetting of information.
Right, which has always been a problem. But a publication, a broadcast outlet, can then say, okay, hey, we made a mistake.
Yeah,
we're correcting a story, adding information to a story. New information has come out to say that previously related information may not be true.
Exactly.
And also, you build a reputation by the work you've done.
Mm-hmm.
Just like here at the radio station, you know, you've done work, and so people come to trust because of your past experience. The best predictor of something happening is what's happened in the past. What have they done in the past, I think. But I want to hear about the other two panelists,
yeah,
too, before you run
out. We'll take
time.
A break and continue, okay, on that. Just a thought before we get there. There used to be two broadcast news wires, Associated Press and United Press International. In general, UPI would get it first, but then you'd come and see the corrections on the line coming down from UPI. AP in general was a little slower, but fewer corrections. So it was what it was. We'll continue in just a moment.
If you're suffering from a bad back, bad knees, need a hip replacement, call the Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, 918-494-9300. With a large number of only the best qualified specialists on staff, EOC is able to provide better care than anyone else in Eastern Oklahoma. I should know. I had my back surgery in 2012 with a degenerative disc between L4 and L5. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center took me through a step-by-step process in which now, after surgery, I am leading a normal life. Get back to your normal life. Whether you're in need of back surgery, hip replacement, knee surgery, or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. Ask your doctor about EOC or call for a consultation. 918-494-9300. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. We're located in the Natalie Building at 6475 South Yale in Tulsa.
AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1, talking with Roger Elmore and Connie Lavoie, talking about an event coming up Monday evening, 7 o'clock, in the upstairs meeting room at the Bartlesville Public Library. We've kind of touched on one of your speakers, but you're two more to talk about, right?
Yeah, in addition to Kelly Burley, director of KOSU, we're going to have Sarah Whittle, who's a librarian and professor at Northeastern State University. And we're going to have Kevin Bennett. He's a local Bartlesville resident and lecturer with the OSU OLLIE classes, mm-hmm, the Osher Lifelong Learning classes. And So Professor Whittle, she's going to kind of give us those nuts and bolts of, like, here's some things that you want to look for when you're kind of vetting information, whether it's in print or online or television. Things like I mentioned before, the an article posted recently or shared recently by someone, but in actuality it's much older and not relevant, but maybe it's being passed off as being timely. Other things like website, country code domain identifiers, like most everything in the United States is .com or .org or .net. But there's these domain identifiers.
If you see .ru, yep.
Right. So what is that one?
Russia.
That is
Russia. That's what I was going to guess.
Exactly. .de, I think, is Germany.
Right.
And so, but just little things like that, those nuances matter. Or, you know, the spelling of a website, you know, like is there a one instead of an L, or where the L should be kind of in a word or something, or things kind of switched around. So
sure. It looks like what I'm expecting, but it's not.
Yeah. There's kind of chameleon fake websites out there that try to intimidate, more well-known, websites. So she's going to speak on things like that. Mr. Bennett, I believe, is going to speak on, a number of things kind of having to do with bias and language, and kind of going back to the op-ed versus factual reporting, and things like confirmation bias, you know, which is it's kind of seeking out information sources that are going to kind of reinforce what you already believe, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been in his Ollie classes, he's spoken a lot about civility and kind of our polarized country that we have right now, and kind of how to bring people back together through civil dialogue.
There was a time in history, Connie and I can relate to it, when the senators particularly, but I think the representatives in the House, same sort of thing, would argue vehemently the issue on the floor, but they would still then go out for dinner together and be friends. It appears now as though literally the right is so far from the left that they are horizon to horizon apart and apparently not good friends.
Yeah, and I think everybody would agree that that's unfortunate.
Yeah.
And you know, that everything changes, political climates change, and I'm confident that we'll get past this period of great polarization. I think it'll just kind of take the right leadership to bring us back together, and it probably won't happen overnight.
We didn't get there overnight.
Right, yeah, exactly.
So this is a forum for free of charge.
Free of charge.
Open to the public.
Open to the public and at the public library.
Now, I wanted to say that the panelists are going to make brief presentations, but there will be a time for people to ask questions. And they can even submit their questions in advance at www.lwvbartlesville.org. And because we're going to do, as we do in our forums, we're going to have questions written. Another thing I really want to stress, I know that most people realize this, but the League is nonpartisan. We're not out to convince anyone to listen to any one source or anything like that. We're focusing on the process of how do you figure out what to listen to, what to read, and how to sort through it so that you can make your decisions, just like we do when we do voter registration. We want to give people the opportunity to make it easier for them to register, but we have no say or try to persuade them of how to register or at all. So that's just really important to remember that. We've put the focus on staying nonpartisan. It's really important that people realize that.
And just real quickly, because it's the League is always associated with things like nonpartisan forums, like voter registration, you can still register to vote, but it is too late to register for the primary.
That's right.
You'll fill out the paperwork. It will be processed, but it won't actually be, I'll say, activated, acted upon until after the primary. So.
Right. But it's always good to get things like that taken care of, you know, then you're good to go for the whenever the next one is. And I'm really excited about the registrations that we're opportunities we're having at the Bartlesville High School, and we will be doing another round of registration opportunities at Rogers State, Tri-County Tech, the Bartlesville High School, and the Bartlesville Public Library, just to make it easier for people to get registered or update their registration.
Absolutely.
So I put in a little word for that.
If someone's interested in becoming a member of the League, they can talk to you about that Monday night?
That would be great, yes. And I will actually have registration forms if anyone comes and needs to update their registration. We can do it right there. You know, Charlie, it takes less than 5 minutes to do it.
It's not difficult to do at all. it's a matter of filling out a one-page form, and getting the information in there. Again, Roger, thank you much. If you had something else you wanted to add?
I just wanted to make one correction. Connie read the website. Our website is www.lwvbartlesville.org. But if people want to submit questions for our panelists for the forum during the Q&A session, they can email us at newsornonsenseforum@gmail.com. newsornonsenseforum@gmail.com, all one word, all together.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Yeah, we want to get the accurate information out there as best we can. Again, that's a Community Connection on 1400 K1, and the event, News or Nonsense, Monday night, 7 o'clock at the Bartlesville Public Library's upstairs meeting room. Community Connection brought to you this morning by Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center.
Hi, I'm Marty Michaels, and this is